So it's dinner time again, and as the cook, you feel like you're in a rut. There might be fresh meat in the freezer, and the pantry is full of vegetables from the garden that you canned last fall. But you're just tired of having to cook the same old dishes and meals, and the recipe books aren't doing much for you either. So, create your own dishes. Really, it isn't that difficult. If you have a knack of putting flavors together and finding what blends well, you can create your own recipes and spice up your repertoire, so to speak. In making your creations, the most important thing is making sure that your flavors meld and the taste is, without saying, good. When adding spices, sauces, or other flavorings, start with small amounts. If the flavor's too light, you can always add more. But if it's too heavy, it's almost impossible to lighten. Keep track of how much of an ingredient you put in. There's nothing worse than making a delicious dish and then not being able to replicate it later because you forgot to write down the ingredients and or the measurements. But if you do forget to write your recipe down, when trying to replicate, remember how it tastes and try to replicate it by the taste. And don't forget to write it down this time. For more versatility, try creating a base recipe. This would be a recipe that by adding or changing just one ingredient, maybe two, each time you use it, you can make something different. And because you are still using one base recipe, the new dish will be simple with little or no effort on your part. Creating your own recipes is fun, and it's not all that time consuming. It can also give you and your family an endless supply of new dishes to try, and it can get your creativity flowing. And maybe, most importantly, it will make cooking fun again.